Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today I want to talk about your legacy. What will your legacy be? How will you be remembered? How will people speak of you when you are no longer here? What kind of deposit are you putting into this universe, this atmosphere, this world that will bring some value or at least some happiness or some worth to others when you're not gone? So the reason that I started thinking about this is because this past week, I found out that a friend of mine passed away. Young man, same age as me, and it just was devastating news to find out. And I'm not telling you this because I want to put you in that sad, somber space. For me, the first thing that I thought about, though, when I found out that he passed away, was that he lived a good life. He lived a life that was filled with joy, filled with self-expression, filled with travel, filled with good times. He made so many good memories in his life that although his life ended way too soon, the one thing that I could take comfort in is that I know that he lived a full life in the short amount of time that he was here with us on Earth. And he was a happy person and a person that people enjoyed to be around. So it just made me start to think about how short time can be for one person and how you don't know what will happen to you and how things will develop and take shape in your life from one day to the next. And then it also made me think, well, if I were gone too soon, what would I want my legacy to be? And I wanted to pose the same question to you guys as well, because as you start to think about it, sometimes the things that we really want to do and achieve in life, we push it off because we think there's time or there's always tomorrow. The person that we really want to be, we push it off. We push off developing ourselves and forcing ourselves to be the best person that we can be, to be the let's say the accountable person, maybe, if you want to be more accountable, if you want to be more of a go-getter, if you want to be more of an example for people in your life, whatever that, if you want to be nicer, if you want to be kinder, if you want to be more responsible for others, if you want to be more of just a good person, whatever you feel like is a good person, but you're putting off your own personal development because you're thinking, I have time. I can't think about this right now. I'll work on myself next week. I'll work on myself next week. I'll work on myself next week. That becomes repetitive, so much so to where you're so used to telling yourself that you'll work on it next week that you know really it's not going to happen, but it makes you feel good to say that because you know that you keep giving yourself a break. And to me, I just feel like at a certain point, we have to hold ourselves accountable and we have to stop giving ourselves those breaks because you don't know what's ahead. So when your days are done and you're nothing but a memory to people, what will that memory consist of? Will it consist of them speaking of you in terms of you being the best person that you wanted to be? Or will it be them speaking of you in terms of you being that person that you didn't exactly want to be, you weren't exactly happy with because you still had some developing to do? That's up to you. How people remember you and what your legacy will be in this world, that is totally up to you. When you're gone, though, you have no more opportunities to share your knowledge, your talent, your expertise, your greatness. You have no more opportunities to share that stuff with the world. Your opportunity to share dies with you. Let that sink in for a second. When you are gone, your opportunity to share your greatness with the world dies with you. How would you feel if all of this goodness, all of this potential, all of these great things that you know you want to do and you're capable of achieving, if those things only remained inside of you because you didn't give yourself the opportunity to really put them out there. You didn't push hard enough to get that stuff out there to the forefront so that the world could experience the greatness that is you. You may have something really dynamic and life-changing for this world to experience, but we haven't had the opportunity to experience it yet because you've been pushing it off for any number of reasons. And we all do it. We're all guilty of this. I'll work on it tomorrow. I'll work on it the next day. Because sometimes life gets in the way, and I get that and I understand that. But the thing that I want to know from you is, what do you want to be remembered for? How do you want to be remembered? That is totally up to you. And so I really, really hope that you are able to take the time and reflect on what you've done in your life up until this point, the type of life that you've created for yourself. And if there's things that you want to change, things that you want to remix, things that you want to switch, pivot, or quit on, get started today. Get started today. That's the main thing that I want to stress, because we don't have an infinite amount of time and we don't know when our time will be over. So we want to maximize the time that we do have. Make the best of it. Make the most of it. Live this life to the fullest. Give it everything that you've got so that when it's time to walk away, you have laid all of your cards on the table and you have no regrets. You lived a good life, a great life rather. Thank you for spending this time with me. Appreciate those that mean something to you and that you care about, because appreciate them now, because you don't know if you'll always have that opportunity to appreciate them. And that's one thing that I definitely was thinking. It's like, wow, I never knew that there would be a day that I wouldn't be able to talk to my friend again and just have a normal conversation and catch up. Another friend said this to me the other day. She said, when someone crosses your mind, reach out to them. Do it. Because it's probably for a reason. You need to connect with them. So take the time to connect with the people that mean something to you in your life, and take the time to connect with yourself so that you can create a life that's meaningful for you and for others. As always, keep killing it, and I hope you have an amazing week this week. Take care.